910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. On Capitol Hill, the House has just censured a Democratic congressman, Jamal Bowman of New York, for pulling a fire alarm during a key congressional vote. He's already pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor. In Texas, a judge granting a temporary restraining order against the state's abortion law that would allow a 31-year-old pregnant woman to end her pregnancy. The woman challenging the law after learning her baby would likely be stillborn. New details in Wednesday's deadly shooting at UNLV.
Sources telling ABC News the alleged shooter, 67-year-old Anthony Polito, was a former professor who had applied for a position at UNLV and was not hired. Polito had ties to North Carolina and Georgia, listing on his LinkedIn page that he had a PhD in philosophy and a master's in business administration. Authorities say he was armed with a handgun when he carried out his rampage, killing at least three people. A fourth rushed to the hospital, now in stable condition.
ABC's Whit Johnson. This is ABC News.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A lucky winner turned a $5 raffle ticket into a $125,000 prize at a Quick Trip in Superior. The Wisconsin Lottery announced the ticket was drawn on Monday at the Quick Trip located at 623 Hammond Avenue. According to a WDIO report, this isn't the first winning ticket from that Quick Trip location either, as the retailer previously sold tickets to win $30,000, $25,000, and a winning $50,000 Powerball ticket, all since 2017. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is calling on Wisconsinites to make a plan to properly dispose of their holiday trees now instead of after the holidays. The DNR recommends chipping or composting yard waste, and Wisconsin law generally prohibits disposing of yard waste in a landfill. Residents should check if their municipality or a private sector provider offers drop-off or curbside tree collection to keep organic waste that takes up a lot of space and emits greenhouse gases out of the state's landfill. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Bright sunshine this afternoon with a high of 43.
Southeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows around 32. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 46. About an inch of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Hollywood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Red Kettle Queen made an appearance at the Miller Hill Mall on Tuesday in an attempt to drum up support for the Duluth Salvation Army's Red Kettle season. According to a Fox 21 report, the Salvation Army's Duluth branch is reporting a significant decrease in fundraising this year compared to last year, saying they're about $6,000 to $7,000 behind the last 2 years. The Salvation Army is also reporting that they've had to turn people away for food because they're simply running out of it. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill to allow parents to leave their newborn infant in baby boxes to surrender them. Parents can anonymously leave an infant younger than 72 hours in the baby boxes, located at hospitals, police stations, or fire stations, and an alarm will go off immediately and alert first responders so they can retrieve the infant. Governor Evers praised the bill, saying it will hopefully keep newborns and infants safe from harm. The bill is an expansion of the Safe Haven law.
And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bright sunshine this afternoon with a high of 43. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 32. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 46. About an inch of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.